Food Heals Nation, I've got a new wellness hack that I am obsessed with. It's this little device and it's called Truvaga. And what it does is stimulates our vagus nerve. And one of the most essential functions of our vagus nerve is to balance our nervous system. It does this by regulating our fight or flight or rest and digest responses within our sympathetic and parasympathetic areas of our nervous system. That is so cool. So when do we use it? We want to use it when we're stressed, when we're feeling that fight or flight, when we can't rest, right? So what you do is you find your pulse on your neck. Then you put your Truvaga device on your neck and turn it on until you start feeling the stimulation, okay? Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps balance and strengthen the nervous system to reduce stress, increase focus, improve your mood, and improve your sleep. That's my favorite part, and that's the thing I want the most improvement on all of the time. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore, and it uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. And so it's just 2 minutes long, and you can do it in the morning, and you can do it in the evening. And yeah, it's a great health hack to add to your wellness routine. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions. So if you use it twice a day, that's about 6 months. I love that it has no wires or charging docks or anything like that that I'm going to lose. It just comes with the sessions that you need. They do offer free shipping and payment plan options, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're ready to stimulate your vagus nerve, visit truvaga.com. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Enter the promo code FOODHEALS so you can enhance your wellness journey, add another healing tool to your healing toolbox, and receive $15 off. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Promo code FOODHEALS at checkout. Enjoy. Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation, I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So listen up, guys, because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to CozyEarth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at CozyEarth.com with promo code FOODHEALS. You're listening to the Food Heals Podcast.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put down the Ben and Jerry's, get off the couch, and take a walk outside. If you experience any of these symptoms, tell your Facebook friends immediately.
All right, welcome, Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. My guest today believes what Hippocrates said, that all disease begins in the gut. And so that's why he specializes in helping people heal their guts with a specific testing protocol designed to get to the root cause of each of our health ailments and heal them for good. That's right. It's part two of my interview with Dr. Daryl. Dr. Daryl Joffrey is a board-certified chiropractor, Reiki master, certified raw food chef, and author of the best-selling books Get Off Your Acid and the newly released Get Off Your Sugar. He is a highly sought-after gut health and inflammation specialist who overcame his very own lifelong sugar addiction and also overcame his own gut and mold toxicity issues, so he knows firsthand what it takes to overcome this type of adversity, these challenges, in the pursuit of superior health. Dr. Daryl, as he is affectionately known by, is the founder of Kick Acid Enterprises, a virtual nutritional testing and coaching platform focusing on getting to the root cause of inflammation by restoring, balancing, and strengthening our gut microbiomes. That's what he calls gut fitness. If you didn't hear part one of my interview, you want to go back to the previous episode so you can get Dr. Daryl's full story. And if you've already listened, then here is part two of my interview with Dr. Daryl. Roll it, Roxy.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
So one of the things that I wanted to mention to you was when I had toxic mold in two of my homes, do you know what is so crazy? Is that the first home, it didn't affect me to my knowledge or my partner at the time, but it affected our dogs, but we didn't know what it was. And now I realize as I think back that when we left, we discovered this toxic mold in our home. It got us out of paying like the deposit back and all the things, whatever. But both of my dogs, young and old, one was a 2-year-old dog and one was a 12-year-old dog, had massive tumors grow.
Wow.
And they were the healthiest dogs on the planet. Like they ate food curated by Little Miss Nutrition, Food Heals Girl, Allie. Plus they went to the holistic vet. They got their acupuncture. Like these were the healthiest dogs on the planet. They had huge yard. They had sunshine. They had plenty of playtime. They were well-loved. They both had huge tumors. Why? Toxic mold?
Because they were toxic. So again, think of that plant. You give that plant all the things it needs to be strong, but if it's toxic and that toxic exposure is not removed, they'll never heal. You might prolong their life, which is what you probably did by doing all those wonderful things you did. And by the way, our stories continue to overlap because when we moved out to California, our dog Sprout, now we have Sprout and our second dog Barley, rescue dogs, started incessantly biting his paws. And we're like, we couldn't figure it out. We took him to every like naturopath, doggy vet, like you name it. We're like literally putting apple cider vinegar in these cans and putting his feet in there. We're trying to hold this dog still. Like what we did to try to figure this out. And it's crazy because I never thought about mold. Why would have I thought about mold, especially with a dog? Because I don't treat dogs, though I know a lot about how to help dogs, being a dog owner. So the wild thing is when I started investigating my body and my son and my wife and my daughter's body and realizing that we did have mold issues, I went back and I'm like, you know what? Let me check Sprout's blood test. This is the craziest thing.
Yeah.
I pull out his blood test and there it is. High level of Aspergillus mold, one of the most toxic molds. And think about it. So here's what you want to hear a crazy story and I'll try to keep it short. So
yes.
I find there's mold in my body because my tongue starts contracting. That's how this whole starter thing happened. And I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not going to go into that side of the story of how I became aware of to test mold with me. But let's take it to the fact that I knew I had mold. I knew that my family had mold because I did the testing once I knew that that's the route I had to go. So now I'm like, okay, I got to test the house. So there's a great company. I have no connection to this company. I think it's important for people to know. I just actually did a test on my home in Florida this morning to recheck. Because Florida is very moldy. Of course, I moved to the mold capital of the world. Probably not the smartest, probably not the smartest decision, but you can live here and be healthy. But the company is Envirobiomics. And what I love about it is it's a very inexpensive way to test your home for mold. It gives you a 10,000 foot view. So they send you a Swifter and you basically, you put the gloves on with the Swifter, you basically Swift 10 different areas in your home for dust. You put it in the envelope, send it back to them. In a few days, they send you the report of what's going on. So that's what I did in California. And it came back in quadrant 4. And basically what that means, Allison, is get the hell out of your house yesterday. It's the worst level. There was so much mold because it's measuring the mold that lands in the dust. And what are the dogs? They're on the floor. They're in the dust. These are mycotoxins. But get this. So I knew that we had a mold issue, and I knew that because we were renting. The landlord was a defense attorney, and he was gonna be a tough guy about it, which he was even worse than that. So I had another company we inspect come in, and I basically paid like $6,000-$7,000 out of my pocket to do a 6-7 hour high level testing. So I wanted to know without a shadow of a doubt where the mold was and all that. So basically their report came back, mold through the roof in three different areas of the house from old water leaks. Long story short, I bring this information to the landlord. I'm like, listen, we need your help. I got to get my family out of this. We've all been getting sick and I just need your support. He was very unsupportive. He brings in a mold inspector the next day, and this hack, because he was a hack, comes in with his little air thing, and he's testing the air. And I get a text the next day from the landlord saying, hey, I got good news for you. You can move back into the house. There's no mold.
Yeah, right.
So get this. The air quality, that picks up 3 microns or larger in terms of the size of the mold. It doesn't pick up the mycotoxins. So mold, why do antibiotics work? It's mold. That's what an antibiotic is. So when you put an antibiotic in your body, like penicillin, it's mold, and mold creates spores that goes out and kills any threatening bacteria. So it kills the bacteria. That's why they use this for bacterial infections. But when you have mold in your home, these spores are constantly spitting out these mycotoxins, which basically fall to the ground. They're in the air, they're in the dust. And that's the stuff that you're breathing. That's the stuff that goes onto your dog's paws. That's what was causing Sprout's incessant itching. And by the way, I had a good friend I was on the phone with yesterday who lives in Austin, Texas, who just lost her dog from a mold issue. There was a water leak and the landlord was not being helpful. And, you know, they couldn't get out of there. They were there for like 2 months. The dog got so sick. The dog died a month ago. That's horrible. It's so crazy that, yes, this is our pets and our dogs, because the dust is where all this stuff ends up in. So the point is that, you know, you gotta test. You gotta look out for these things that are out of the ordinary. And it's just wild how our stories overlap with that specific area. But mold is nasty. Mold causes cancer. Mold is really hard to get out of the body, but it is possible to do it. But if you are concerned about that, you got to definitely reach out to someone that can help you. You're not alone. And it's amazing how many homes have mold in it that people just don't realize. You don't have to be in a place like I am, like Naples, Southwest Florida. You know, there's people in dry areas like Arizona and even dry areas of California that have lots of mold issues, because it's really based more on old water leaks that happened. And again, it's the stealth pathogens. Why do we call them stealth pathogens? Like mold or Lyme disease, or these stealth pathogens in the gut, which I test for, like H. pylori or Citrobacter or Pseudomonas, or, you know, I can name a million of them. We're all exposed to these and they land in our body. And we call them stealth pathogens, just like a stealth fighter. They're under the radar. We don't know that they're there. And when you don't know that they're there, they will take you out. And I've done thousands of these GI MAP, which is the DNA stool sample test that we do. We send a kit. You do, you know, my son calls it the poop test. You do a poop at home, send it in. And Allison, I've never seen a normal test. I have never seen a normal test without a stealth pathogen. It's crazy.
That is scary.
Scary. But our gut is under assault. So back to Hippocrates. It's like, we got to heal our guts if we want to have a healthy life. It all starts there. No matter what down, thyroid, hypothyroidism. I'm seeing so many hypothyroidism cases. Well, what's one of the main causes of that? Something called hypochlorhydria. And what that means in English is low stomach acid. So again, you're not what you eat. It's so important. I'm going to say it again. You're not what you eat. You're what you digest, absorb, and assimilate. So if you're not breaking down those foods to get the nutrients that the thyroid needs, like selenium, like vitamin D, like magnesium, like zinc, then the thyroid can't regulate proper hormones. So now all of a sudden, the T3, T4 hormones go into the basement. And what does the doctor do? They put you on Synthroid, right? They give you some kind of a drug to hopefully bring it back chemically into its range, but you never address the underlying cause, which is the gut. The thyroid is the very first gland to get hit by toxic overflow from leaky gut. So leaky gut is when the toxins start to leak through that gut wall, which they shouldn't, and now they're into the bloodstream. And once they're in the bloodstream, they become systemic. They start to hit your organs and your brain. The very first gland that gets hit by this is your thyroid gland. And I'm telling you, so many people, especially women, dealing with hypothyroidism right now, you got to get that gut fixed.
But thank God there are doctors like you, Dr. Daryl, that we can work with. So you're going to help us once you get the test results back. You're going to help us figure out what do we need to supplement? What do we need to, what is our detox, plan need to be, right? So take me through a little bit about what you do once you make those discoveries of, okay, you took the mold toxicity test, you took the food allergy test. What's the next step?
Yeah. So the two basic tests that I do with most of my clients is we do a GI map test, which is a stool sample, and it's done through very high-level testing. And it's not looking at your DNA, it's looking at the DNA of the pathogen, so no one worry about that part. And then the other one is the MRT food sensitivity test, which again is going to look at 170 different foods and chemicals. It has a 94.5% sensitivity rate, which means if you have a sensitivity, it will show up. If you don't, it won't. And so we basically send those kits to you. You get those done at home. I get the information back to me, and then we hop on a 45-minute lab review. And I basically tell you, all the things that you're doing well, but then I point out to you where you're having some issues and challenges with your gut. And I tell you what those things are and obviously answer all of your questions. And I add so much value in that. And then I give you, an opportunity if you want to, obviously go to the next level and fix these things. And, some of my clients will also do a comprehensive blood panel in with those two tests. So they'll do three tests, but very minimum. If you just test the gut, I think it's the most important place to start out. And then, once you do that again, I always say what you inspect, you will respect, and you will. Once you see what's going on in there, then you eliminate the guesswork. It's like, there's no more guesswork involved. It's like, so many people are trying to figure this thing out on their own, and I respect that, but it's too hard. There's so much information and misinformation. So like my suggestion is pick like one person that you really like vibe with and then just kind of start to do what they're doing, or someone getting the results that you want, because results leave clues, right? And just kind of start to mimic what they're doing, and you'll get there, But again, I'm really into bioindividuality. And the gut testing, it's the most important testing that there is. It's something that, I think should be as common as a cholesterol test, as common as checking your blood pressure, as common as doing, all the different tests that we do when we go to the doctors. Like, why aren't we doing a gut test? This should be part, and this is kind of my hope and my mission, is to make this part of mainstream and to make this available for everybody, no matter, what your financial means are. We try to make it as cost effective for everybody, but that's the process. It's an amazing process. At the very end of the day, you're going to learn so much about your body and what your first step should be.
I appreciate that so much. And I appreciate the work that you do for people like us who just want answers. And, to go back to in my father's case, he was doing fine. And you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. Yeah. According to the doctor's labs, they said there's nothing wrong with him. I knew there was something wrong with him, Dr. Daryl, because he was like having trouble sitting down and standing up. Mm. And the doctors say, you're fine. Then all of a sudden, within 3 months, he has terminal cancer. Why wasn't that discovered sooner? Where were the tests to realize, hey, there's something wrong in your liver. Hey, there's something wrong in your gut. Hey, you're eating these foods that are toxic to your body. Hey, maybe there's something toxic in your home. I don't know. I will never know those answers because the test will never be done. All I know is that I knew he was not well, but the typical traditional Western medicine doctor's test at the time said, you're fine, go home. Eat whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
How crazy is that? I'll never forget when my dad, he had an 11-hour robotic surgery, which removed 2/3 of his esophagus and half of his stomach. It was so traumatic. And his first meal when he was able to eat, it was coffee, ice cream. What else did they give him? I mean, in a cancer hospital, and I get the whole comfort food thing. Right. But my point is like, it's the sick care model, it's like cancer is not something that is in like your esophagus or your left breast that metastasizes, though that's our common sense thought about it. It's in the entire body. It's like, you have to look at it like a field of potatoes with lots of brown spots. It's like, you can cut off the brown spot, or you can laser it off, or you can poison it off, right? Chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. But it's going to show up someplace else. Why?
You didn't treat the root cause.
You didn't treat the root cause. And there's a study that I put in my first book, Get Off Your Acid, and it was from University of Texas, and University of Columbia did another backup study on this, showing that 95% of all cancers come from toxicity, the body is toxic. And what happens is I do something called live blood cell testing, where we look at your red blood cells in real time. We can actually see this on an HD monitor when we prick your finger and put it under the microscope, and I magnify it at 25,000 times. You can literally see like the quality of the cells, because, you know, you go to a doctor, they're looking at just the quantity, but they have no idea about the quality of your cells. It's like, you can have someone that has cancer and someone that runs marathons, and they might have similar blood tests. Like you said, your dad's, the testing they did was fine, but your dad was not healthy, right? So ultimately, like, we have to address, that's why we call this holistic healthcare. It's like the entire being. I'm talking about physical, emotional, chemical, spiritual, all that health has to be taken into account, right? How you eat and what you eat and when you eat, right? The average American's eating 17 times a day. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all the snacking in between. And what you're doing is you're dumping insulin into the blood every time you eat. And insulin is the hormone that ages us. It's been proven that the more insulin we dump into our blood, which, by the way, gets dumped from sugar and crappy carbs, the more insulin we dump into our blood over the course of a lifetime will lessen our longevity. This is why intermittent fasting is so powerful. You're giving your body a break. And when your body has a break, what does it do? It heals. It regenerates. It goes inside. But this is also why we got to manage the stress. Like, we are more stressed than we've ever been in human history. It's like, I moved to Naples, the hurricane capital of the world, right? And we get Hurricane Ian last September, October. And when the hurricane comes, I always make like the joke, you're not going to remodel your kitchen, right? It's like, you're in fight or flight. You're going to board up the windows. You're going to stay and fight that hurricane, or you're going to run from that hurricane, or you're going to freeze like a deer in headlights, right? Mm-hmm. That's fight, flight, or freeze. You're not projecting inwards. You're not healing. You're not focusing on growth and repair. You can't. The problem is that we are all marinating in our cortisol, which is our stress hormone, 24/7. It's constant, right? Chronic physical, emotional, chemical stress, EMF stress, electromagnetic radiation, and it's taking us out. And what happens is, because we're in fight or flight 24/7, our body can't heal. 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. And guess what happens? When you're stressed, your body doesn't care about digestion or your immune system. It shuts it down, because all it cares about is, I don't want to be lunch for T-Rex. I got to run and get out of there. But the problem is your brain is so old and primitive, it can't distinguish between a physical threat and an emotional threat. So that's why I always say, this is from my good friend Jim Quick, is stand on guard to the thoughts coming into your mind every single moment. And you get to choose what thoughts come in and what thoughts don't come in, because the thoughts that we think become feelings, and then those feelings become muscle, right? So the question is what muscles are we building in our body? Are we building stress muscles? Are we building healthy muscles? When I use that word muscle, I'm talking about brain. I'm talking about heart. I'm talking about the entire body. But like your thought, like I always say, like the stress that we deal with outweighs anything you can eat or drink a million times to one in terms of the acidity and the inflammation that it creates. Stress is the biggest killer. So you can put all those good things into the body, but if we're not managing stress, or if stress is managing us like it is most people since this pandemic and even before, then we're in trouble. But again, this is why I'm a big fan of vagus nerve, you know, going out and doing the opposite of fight or flight. So going for a walk, what I call forest bathing. You know, if you're in the city, you go into the park, take off your shoes and get the feet into the grass, ground, right? Get some EMF protection in your home. Do some laughter yoga. Read a fun book with your kids at night. Get adjusted. Get a massage. You know, there's lots of free ways to breathing exercises, right? You breathe in for 4 seconds in the nose, which is sympathetic fight or flight. You breathe out 8 out of your mouth, right? 4-8, or it could be 3-6 or 2-4, depending on what your threshold is. And then you do that 20 times. At the end of that 20 times, you're going to be in parasympathetic mode, which is where your body can now go into rest, digest, internal growth and repair mode. So these are the things that we need to do every single day. We got to get up. Let's not put the news on. Let's have an attitude of gratitude. For some people, that's prayer. Other people, that could be incantations or affirmations, whatever it is. You've got to start your day off in a way that is going to nourish your brain and your mind and your emotions. And there's times I'll set like a timer when I'm having a lot of stress. I'll set a timer on my phone every hour, because I know that subconsciously stress is going to be creeping into my mind. So that little beam that goes off every hour is a reminder for me to check myself and to say, okay,
yeah,
what am I thinking about right now? And if I am thinking about something that's toxic, I need to reframe. I need to get up. I need to move my body. I need to do an incantation. I am healthy. I am powerful. I am strong, whatever it is. And I need to get myself into that state, because ultimately, if we're not making decisions in that emotional state of power, we're going to be doing a bad thing to ourselves, to our lives.
This holiday season, give the gift of great sleep with two incredible products designed to promote relaxation and restful nights. Your first ticket to tranquility is the Organifi Gold. This is your turmeric tea latte. You can immerse yourself in the soothing blend of turmeric and mushrooms, which are carefully crafted to ease your body into a state of calm. It's got 9 powerful superfoods. It's got 0 sugar. It's an adaptogenic tea, and it's my nightly ritual for rejuvenation. So whether it's a gift for someone else or the gift you give yourself, you can say goodbye to restless nights and hello to incredible taste and aroma. Now, this makes a great gift if you get the travel packs, right? You could put them in everyone's stockings. And if you have a chocoholic in your life, whether it's you or someone else, I absolutely recommend the Organifi Chocolate Gold. That will put you to sleep. It's like a chocolate milk, hot chocolate. You can put maybe some vegan whipped cream on top and just have this delicious nightly ritual that you can give as a gift to others or have an amazing experience yourself, right? That's all over at OrganifiShop.com/foodheals. Use the coupon code FOODHEALS to save 20% off your order. The other sleep and relaxation product I can't live without, check out Zen by Cured Nutrition. It harnesses the power of broad spectrum CBD, ashwagandha, chamomile, magnesium, reishi, skullcap, and valerian. It's your pathway to bliss. It's so peaceful because of the CBD, which is a natural cannabinoid, which interacts with your body's endocannabinoid system to regulate your sleep, your mood, your appetite, and more. So if you're worried about some holiday people pissing you off, maybe there's some holiday parties you don't want to go in, some family members you're not excited to see, this is going to bring you ultimate relaxation and calm without the high. It's not THC. And of course, all the products I'm recommending are vegan and gluten-free, and they also make great gifts for the sleeping beauties in your life who want some more rest and relaxation. So this holiday season, visit curednutrition.com/foodheals and save 20% off your Zen. Give yourself the gift of sleep and relaxation, and you can give it to others too.
I will put on like a Bruno Mars or like a sexy song, like a Taylor Swift, like something super empowering, and I'll just dance around my house and remember, like, I'm in charge, I'm in control, everything is great, I'm grateful for my car, I'm grateful for my dog, whatever. Like, I have to get out of it. And for me, it's physical and musical, and that will help kick me out of it because I can spiral.
Yeah.
I know what a stress spiral is. It is not pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard to get out of if you don't consciously, like you said, set a timer. That's such a great idea. Just like snap out of it.
Yeah. Pattern interruption. I love, because music is such a big part of my life and my family's life. So I love music. I'll put on a power song. I have a bunch of different power songs. And then what I'll do is I'll go, I have a rebounder right on my lanai right here. And I'll go and I'll bounce on my rebounder for 10 seconds because motion is emotion, right? Remember that. Motion is, you got to move your body. We're at our desk, we're stuck. And the more we sit, the more we feel worse. Get up and move that body. So I'll just gently bounce on the rebounder while my power song is playing. I'm doing all my power moves. I'm like hitting my chest. I'm like kind of clenching my fist, whatever it is.
I love this.
Yeah. Whatever. And it's crazy because now like my kids do it too. Like they see me doing all this crazy stuff. And like, it's like, yeah, dad's nuts, but I'm gonna just imitate what dad does, right? Because that's what kids do. So they're doing their power moves and they're drinking their green juice and I love it. And by the way, kids are kids. We let them be kids. You know, when they're out at parties, they can have a cupcake. They can have a piece of pizza. We're not that type of parent that's like nuts. Like, but at home, we can control. Like, win the battles. Like, choose the battles you're going to fight. Like, at home is where we need to be spot on, right?
Yeah.
And if there's crap food in there, I don't care if you hide it. Like, 20 layers deep into the closet like I used to do. It's like, well, when 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock came and everyone was sleeping, like, oh, I'm tiptoeing into the kitchen. I know where I hid that chocolate chip cookie bag, you know? You can't hide on me. So my point is like, just don't even let that crap into the home. And it'll be, you know, tough for maybe 2 weeks, but you'll get through it just like you get through anything. But again, have that purpose, that why, ready to go. Write it down front and center. Write it on your mirror. I don't care, on your phone. So that when you have that moment of weakness, right, what do? Right? Number one, drink a big glass of water, right? Because a lot of times thirst and hunger go to the same part of the brain. We're not hungry for crap food. We're just dehydrated. Most of us are dehydrated. So drink water. And just, water's neutral. I like to make that water what I call acid kicking, where I'll add a pinch of Himalayan salt or Redmond real salt, or a scoop of my acid kicking greens, which is our alkaline greens or our acid kicking minerals, a lemon slice, a lime slice. Again, mineralize your water and drink that. Wait 5 or 10 minutes before you go for the crap food. How do you feel? If I'm still feeling that urge, that craving monsters call me, then is the time to move your body. So motion is emotion. You can do a little yoga. You could do a rebounding. You can go for a walk. Whatever it is, just move the body for 5 minutes. Then again, those endorphins now kicked in, the enkephalons, your happy feel-good hormones. Remember this, 95% of your serotonin is not made in your brain. It's made in your gut. So by doing exercise, you're actually increasing your gut health and making yourself happier because of the serotonin that you're making. So this is why you got to move your body. Wait 5 more minutes. If I'm still hungry, that's when we need to have some healthy swaps. So instead of going for the peanut butter, which is one of the worst foods you can put into the body because it has 21 different forms of aflatoxin, which is a cancer-causing fungus. Don't shoot the messenger, everybody, right? But peanut butter is a bad food. Swap that for almond butter. Instead of having milk chocolate, which is dairy, it's high in lactose, which is a sugar, right? We talked about dairy's bad. A better swap would be 100% dark chocolate. The best version would be like a raw cacao, which is high in minerals, especially magnesium. And by the way, why do we tend to crave chocolate around the holidays? Because we're stressed. Stress depletes the mineral magnesium. In chocolate, there is magnesium. So what we're really craving, other than the comfort idea of chocolate, because who doesn't love chocolate? I love it. It's the magnesium. So cacao is great because now you're getting magnesium. It's unrefined. That will actually crush your cravings for sugar, right? Instead of having like fruit juice, which is loaded with sugar, right? Have fruit infused water, or what I love best, a green juice. Instead of having something like low fat yogurt, right? Because what do? They took the fat out and now the food tasted like cardboard. So now in came to the rescue, sugar and artificial sweeteners, right? So instead of having that crap food, you can do like a chia pudding or like a coconut yogurt. And I bought these new coconut yogurts the other day for Aaliyah. My daughter loves them instead of having dairy yogurt. It's the company Harmless Harvest that makes they can't call it raw coconut water. Now they have to call it organic, though it's still raw. They have some great products, but they came out with these great, like really cool, vibrant looking coconut yogurts. We bought those for Aaliyah. She like loves them. So like that would be like a better option if you're not going to make something at home. But we are always making like chia puddings or avocado chocolate mousse. So like these are the ways. So instead of having like white sugar, brown sugar, coconut sugar or honey would be a better option, but there's still fructose in those. So monk fruit or stevia will be a much better option because those will not spike your insulin level. So that's the mindset I want to have, which is not about deprivation, right? You can have your glass of wine. We're coming out, which I'm super excited, in probably 2 or 3 weeks with a product. Like, have you heard of my acid kicking coffee? It's like a powder you add to the coffee that neutralizes all the acid in the coffee.
I'm looking at the website right now at the acid kicking coffee alkalizer, and you have multiple flavors, so I'm going to have to try some.
Oh, it's amazing. I'll send you some there. So it'll literally transform your coffee experience. And I'm not here to promote myself, by the way, at all. I'm just here to add
I'll
value.
I'll promote you. It sounds delicious. I can't wait to try it.
It's awesome. And Kelly Ripa inspired this one with me, you know, when she first came into me and she's like, I'm still drinking my coffee. She went on the show. She's like, you know, he changed my life and the cleanse and bup. She's like, I'm still drinking my coffee. I'm like, I was telling people don't drink coffee for years. I'm like, we need to find a way to make coffee healthy because there's a lot of upside to coffee.
Yeah.
The one downside is it's so acidic. So that's where acid kicking coffee came. And it took me 5 years to create it. It's an amazing product. But right in the beginning, end of November, beginning of December, where I'm launching acid kicking alcohol alkalizer. So it comes in a little 10 milliliter essential oil bottle. And all you do is put 5 drops of this mineral alkalizer, which will not change the taste of your wine or your martini or whatever your favorite you know, spirit is. Okay. But what it does is it neutralizes all of the acid in your alcohol that causes the inflammation. What it does is, so wine has a pH of about 2.9, very, very acidic. The pH of the gut is 8.4. So what it does within a second is it brings the pH of that alcohol up without changing its taste or your buzz factor, same buzz, just, you know, up to the pH of your gut, which is 8.4. So now instead of your gut fighting the alcohol, which creates inflammation and your hangover, by the way, it actually can now digest it and assimilate it without the toxic effects to the liver. So now you don't get the hangover, you get the minerals. It's just a really, really cool thing. So this is like kind
of... Dr. Daryl, if you can cure my wine hangover, I will be your super fan for life.
All right. Well, we're going to get you off your acid. And again, it's all about just like whatever you love to do. How can I make that a better version of that? You know, so if it's a food, like what's a better version of that food? So again, especially during the holidays, it's like, we don't want you to feel deprived, right? So if you're going out for dinner, like let's not all order a dessert. Why don't we get one dessert for the table and we can all have like three bites, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's make sure they don't put the bread on the table. Like little things like that is how you win. It's like, cause they stack. It's like, yeah, if I don't eat the bread basket, like by itself, not a big deal. But if I do that and I stack that with this and this and this and this and this, then that becomes a big geometric change. That's how you change your life. It's not the one big thing. It's all those little things that stack up over time with consistency and with balance.
Mm. Well, I love the branding. It's getoffyouracid.com.
Gotta say
I love the double entendre. And you've got your ass-kicking minerals. And like you said, your acid-kicking coffee alkalizer. You've got acid-kicking greens. And when I go to the website right now, you have a free download for your recipe guide for your top 10 acid-kicking dessert recipes, which are perfect for the holidays. So my last question for you is, besides where can we find you online, follow you, stalk you, is what are your holiday recommendations to stay healthy, get off the sugar, but still enjoy the fuck out of our time
I love it.
Who else wants a free fresh bottle of olive oil shipped straight to their door? Let me back up. The first time I went to Italy, I finally tasted real olive oil for the first time. It's not that I had never had olive oil before, of course, in the States, but the difference was I was having olive oil made fresh from olives that were growing on the property in Ravello off the Amalfi Coast. It was an experience I will never forget, and I ended up shipping like 6 bottles of it home because I couldn't bear to go back to store-bought processed olive oil. Well, the same thing happened to TJ Robinson. He's also known as the olive oil hunter. He learned that olive oil packs the most flavor and the healthiest nutrients when it's fresh from the farm. And that's the problem with your typical like supermarket olive oil. The olive oil is not fresh. They can sit on the shelf for months, years, growing stale. And that's why I'm so excited that I now get my olive oil direct from small award-winning farms. Thanks to TJ, who I just did an olive oil tasting with, which was so fun. I absolutely fell in love with their vibrant, fresh, grassy flavors. They're totally delicious. They're great on veggies, pasta, salad, you name it. And TJ has his fresh pressed olive oil club. And Food Heals Nation, he will send you a full-size bottle worth $39 of one of the world's finest, most artisanal olive oils, fresh from the latest harvest, but he's only going to charge you $1 to help cover shipping. There's no commitment to buy anything now or ever. It's his gift to Food Heals Nation. So you can get your free $39 bottle for just $1 shipping. Taste the difference. Taste the freshness. You can go to getfresh323.com. That's getfresh323.com. You'll get your free bottle and you'll pay $1 for shipping. Getfresh323.com.
Number one, just, you know, find your balance. It's not about deprivation. It's about moderation. So indulge, have fun. Thanksgiving's coming up. Like, do your thing. But the next day you got to get right at it. And if you know you're going to be going crazy on Thanksgiving, then like that morning and that afternoon, like be more dialed in, you know? So have a good breakfast, have a good lunch. And then when you get to the Thanksgiving meal, it's not going to be as bad, right? Have lots of small sides. That's my thing. Maybe don't have like a giant plate, you know, maybe have a little bit of a smaller plate. So like little things like that. But just in terms of the general season, you want to win the war. It's not about the battle. So like, it's okay to indulge a little bit, but you got to course correct. Have a game plan. It's like if I'm flying from, you know, Florida to LA, it's like the pilot's never directly on course. They're always like 1 degree, 2 degree, 3 degrees. And, you know, if they stayed like that and didn't course correct, by the time they got to LA, they'd be 500 miles off course. Now that's a lot harder to get back. That's the people that get jammed and nailed once New Year's comes. Like they feel sick and tired and dead to the world. So again, indulge, have fun a little bit, find better versions of the foods, use the swaps. If you have like an indulgent day, then the next day you're back at it, you go a little bit harder. Again, ultimately, it's about fitting this into your lifestyle, not the other way around. Something as simple as like hot cocoa. It's like a big thing, you know, you get cold. So like we have a great recipe for that. So what I do for my kids is I take 2 cups of unsweetened almond milk. I'll take 1/4 cup of raw cacao powder. I'll take a teaspoon or a heaping teaspoon of cinnamon, and then I'll blend that in my Vitamix. You can add like a teaspoon of alcohol-free vanilla in there as well. If you're transitioning, you want that a little sweeter, you can throw it a date or two, but you don't need it. You blend it, and then what you do is you put that on the stovetop and you heat it up, and that becomes a delicious dairy-free hot cocoa. Or like what we'll do is we'll just froth some almond milk, some unsweetened almond milk, and I'll take my Mocha coffee alkalizer, which has minerals, MCT oil, coconut oil, Himalayan salt, 5 plant-based burning enzymes. I'll put that in. I'll mix that with a frother, and that's what my kids have for their hot cocoa, and they love it, and they're getting all this good stuff. So again, like it's not about not saying don't have hot cocoa. It's like how can I make hot cocoa a better or best version? That is still going to taste good. It's nutritious. It's delicious. It's going to kick the acid out of your body, not put it into the body. That's the mantra. That's the mentality. And what happens once New Year's comes, you're not going to be like feeling dead to the world like most people are. And then they're like, oh, God, I got to do my resolutions. And it becomes the vicious yo-yo. So that, and again, like go into the season right now with just that why ready to go. You know, it's like, man, I'm going to be on purpose. I'm going to finish this year strong. I'm going to be strength eating. I don't want to be that person I was last year or whatever it is, and just kind of make that commitment to yourself that you're going to live in balance, but you're going to step up your game. You're going to raise your standard. You're going to draw that, you know, you're going to throw that stake into the ground. I love the, this is the story I tell, in Get Off Your Acid, the first book. The Spanish conquistador, goes to the island and they want to basically take on, you know, the army they're fighting. When they get off all their boats, he goes, burn the boats. So basically, it's like there's no going back. It's like you got to draw that line in the sand and know what your standards are. And for me, for so many years, as I said before, I wasn't that guy. I was the shoemaker with no shoes. I was a walking contradiction. I was 50 pounds heavier than I am. I was telling people to do this, and I wasn't walking the walk. But one day, I was leaning down to adjust a patient, and Allison, no, it's a true story, my pants split right down the backside, all the way down. And I'm telling you, it was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Thank God I had a pair of jeans in the office. But yeah, the patient definitely knew and didn't say anything. I was bright red. But my point was like, that was for me, like the day where I'm like, all right, you know what? You've been putting this off for far too long. You better step up your game, because if you keep doing this, you're going to kill yourself. And I did, you know, I created my why, and I raised my standards, and I did it in an easy way. I started with the green juice. Because I tried to quit sugar so many times by just stopping cold turkey, and it's a drug and it doesn't work. For some people, they can do it. God bless them. It's a noble approach. I couldn't do it. Most people can't do it. So for me, it's about add, stack, stack, stack. It takes a little bit longer, but I started with a green juice. Start there. It's the core of a strength eating diet. Literally, a scoop of my green powder in water, 30 seconds. You've got 5 servings of organic greens. It's so easy. That's what we do every morning. We wake up. My kids are not allowed to leave for school until they drink their green juice. And we'll give them like a little healthy treat, you know, in their lunchbox in trade of that, right? So it's a little bribing going on too. But they know they got to drink their greens, you know? So that's my approach. You know, we live it, we walk it. I'm not perfect. I fall down from time to time, but I check myself, and I have people around me that check me, because don't live on your island. Don't live alone. You've got to basically do this with accountability partners. That could be your family. That could be someone like you, Allison, this amazing podcast. Like, be around people that you want to become. I always say, and this is not me, this is what I heard, is that you are, look at the 5 people you hang out with the most. That is who you become. That is you are the company that you keep. So who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with people that are toxic and that are going to make you make worse choices and deplete you, make you feel worse about yourself? Or are you going to be around people that are going to uplift you and make you up your game? That's what you got to be around. Surround yourself around that, and then you become that. Let it infuse into your body. Listen to this stuff. Breathe it in. Get it into your body, like the podcasts and the books and all that. Like, don't buy a book and sit it on the shelf. That's what we call shelf help. Like, read it. You don't have to read it from front to start, but like, open it up. Like, get off your sugar. It's such an awesome book. Not because I wrote it, but like, you can open that book up anywhere and get an amazing hack or pearl or wisdom. Like, and just implement. Like, that's the biggest thing, is failure to execute. So again, knowledge is not power. It's potential power. Action is power. And when you start to take action, whether it's one at a time, or if you're an overachiever, you do five at a time, you're going to change your life.
Well, I'm the type A, overachiever. I'll do it all. I'll do all five things. I'll do it all at once. So I'm with you there.
Booyah, booyah.
And yeah, I love the quote about being the average of the five people we spend the most time with. That's a Jim Rohn quote. And I think every entrepreneur has that drilled into their head. It's like all of our mentors tell us that over and over. And it does help us level up, because if you surround yourself with people who have goals to get healthy, you're going to have goals to get healthy too. If you spend time with lazy people, that laziness rubs off, because it just feels like, oh, this is what we do, right? So make the "this is what we do" something epic, and spend time with those people who lift you up and help you reach those goals so you can all rise together, right?
That's so true. Oh, I love that.
Yes. So the website is getoffyouracid.com. You've got so many amazing products here. Your acid kicking black seed oil, your acid kicking coffee alkalizer. Those all look so yummy. Your acid kicking magnesium. You've got your acid kicking minerals. These products just look fabulous. I'm so excited to try them for myself so I can report back to Food Heals Nation.
Oh, thank you.
And it's just been a total pleasure having you on today. Thanks for sticking around a little bit longer with me so I could make this a two-part episode and give even more goods to Food Heals Nation. And just one last thing before we wrap up, tell everyone all about the brand new book and where everyone can find you, follow you, and stalk you online.
Thank you. You're so sweet. And thank you so much for having me on and for doing what you do. You're just such a beacon of light, and the information. I mean, I can't believe how many podcasts you guys have put out. It's just absolutely amazing. So keep on doing what you guys are doing. We really appreciate that. But the new book is Get Off Your Sugar. And it's just all about going from stress eating to strength eating. And it's just powerful. If you think sugar is not an issue for you, you will still get so much from this book, from diet variation. My good friend Anna Kaiser has an amazing 8-minute acid kicking workout, HIIT at the end. I mean, we have so many cool things in there. My Dr. Daryl Joffrey Instagram, the Get Off Your Acid Instagram. What we'll do special for your tribe as a thank you is we'll give a link for you guys that will give them a significant discount off of the gut testing, which we really never do, only special occasions like this. So it'll be a savings of over $400. So we'll put that together. So if anyone is interested in doing the gut testing, we will have a link for that. And it's going to be the most powerful thing that you will ever do. I can pretty much guarantee that. And it's really just about getting the information, and knowing, where your gut lies and where your gut stands and what's going on in there and what's sneaking in there that you're not aware of. And once you know, then you can actually address it. So I'm here for you. You can DM me on Instagram. I answer all of them. And I just I love doing stuff like this. So thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. Anytime, I'm happy to do this again, because this was my vow to my dad, and when he passed, this is what I made my life's work and my mission about. And thank you for helping me fulfill that mission to my father and my vow to my father. So I just want to thank you for all of that. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
No, thank you for being here. It is such an honor to have you and hear your story. And I know we have the same why we're doing this, for the people who are no longer with us, in order to honor them and help other people not suffer the same fate. So thank you so much for the important work that you do in the world. And thank you for that generous discount for Food Heals Nation. I am sure many of us are going to be taking you up on that. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I hope you enjoyed that two-part interview with Dr. Daryl. If you would like that gut test and you want to save that $400, thank you so much, Dr. Daryl, for that amazing discount code. Head on over to foodhealsnation.com/gut test. There you'll find the Food Heals Podcast customized gut lab package, which includes a GI map test, an MRT food sensitivity test, and you'll get a free lab review and Zoom call with Dr. Daryl. So again, to save $400 on that gut lab package, just head on over to foodhealsnation.com/gut test. All right, see you next time, Food Heals Nation.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.